Chapter 10. Alan Campbell. At 9 o'clock the next morning, his servant came in and opened the curtains. Dorian was sleeping peacefully with one hand under his cheek. He looked like a boy. As he opened his eyes, a smile passed across his lips. Slowly, he remembered the events of the night before, and for a moment the same hatred for Basil Hallward came back to him. The dead man was still sitting upstairs, in the sunlight now. He felt that if he continued thinking about it, he would go mad. He got up quickly, got dressed with more than usual care, and had his breakfast. Then he went over to the table and wrote two letters. One he put in his pocket, the other he handed to his servant.
Take this to 152 Hertford Street, Francis, and if Mr. Campbell is out of town, get his address.
He was nervous. Every second he kept looking at the clock. He became horribly agitated. What if Alan Campbell was out of England? What if he refused to come? Alan Campbell was an extremely intelligent young man. Science was his passion, and he had a chemistry laboratory of his own. He was an excellent musician, too. They had met at Lady Berkshire's the night that Rubinstein played there. They had been inseparable for 18 months. Then, suddenly, people had noticed that they scarcely spoke when they met. Campbell had become sad and uninterested in music. Nobody knew what had happened between the two men. This was the man Dorian was waiting for. The suspense became unbearable. At last the door opened and his servant entered.
Mr. Campbell, sir.
Dorian breathed deeply. Alan Campbell walked in, looking very stern and pale.
Alan, this is very kind of you. Thank you for coming.
I decided never to enter your house again, Grey. But you said it was a matter of life and death.
His voice was hard and cold. He took a chair by the table, and Dorian sat opposite him. The two men were silent. Then Dorian spoke.
Alan, in a locked room at the top of this house, a dead man is sitting at a table. He's been dead for 10 hours now. Don't look at me like that. Who the man is, why and how he died isn't important to you. What you have to do is this.
Stop, Grey. I don't want to know anything more. Keep your horrible secrets to yourself. I don't want to be mixed up in your life. It doesn't interest me.
Alan, it will have to interest you. I'm very sorry, but you're the only man who can save me. You're a scientist. You know all about chemistry. You must destroy the body upstairs so that nothing remains of it.
You're mad, Dorian, to make this monstrous confession. I will have nothing to do with this matter. Do you think I'm going to ruin my reputation for you?
He committed suicide, Alan.
Who drove him to it? You, I suppose.
Do you still refuse to do this for me?
Of course I refuse. I don't care what shame comes on you. You deserve it all. You've come to the wrong man. Go to some of your friends. Don't come to me.
Alan, it was murder. I killed him. You don't know how he made me suffer, although he may not have intended it.
Murder? Good God, Dorian, is that what you have come to? I won't report you to the police. It's none of my business, but I'll have nothing to do with it.
Wait a moment. All I ask of you is to perform a scientific experiment. Think of the position I'm in. We were friends once, Alan.
Don't speak about those days, Dorian. They're dead. I absolutely refuse to do anything.
You refuse?
Yes.
I beg you.
It's useless.
A look of pity came into Dorian Gray's eyes. Then he took a piece of paper and wrote something on it. He read it twice, folded it and pushed it across the table. Then he got up and went over to the window. Campbell looked at him in surprise, took the paper and opened it. As he read it, his face became white and he fell back in his chair. A horrible sense of sickness came over him. After 2 or 3 minutes of terrible silence, Dorian came and stood behind him, putting his hand on his shoulder.
I'm so sorry for you, Alan,
he murmured.
But you leave me no alternative. I have a letter written already. Here it is. You see the address? If you don't help me, I'll send it. You know what the result will be. It's impossible for you to refuse now.
Campbell buried his face in his hands. He was trembling.
The thing has to be done. Face it and do it,
said Dorian.
I can't do it,
he said mechanically.
You have no choice.
Campbell hesitated for a moment.
Is there a fire in the room upstairs?
Yes, there's a gas fire.
I must go home and get some things from the laboratory.
No, Alan, you mustn't leave the house. Write on a piece of paper what you want and my servant will bring the things to you.
Campbell wrote a few things on a piece of paper. Dorian gave it to his servant with the order to return as soon as possible. As the clock struck one, Campbell looked at Dorian Gray and said,
You're wicked. Absolutely wicked.
Alan, you've saved my life,
said Dorian.
What a life! You've gone from corruption to corruption.
At about 2 o'clock, the servant returned with a large box filled with the things Campbell had asked for.
You have the rest of the day to yourself, Francis.
Thank you, sir.
When the servant left, the two men carried the box up the stairs. Dorian unlocked the door and looked at Campbell.
I don't think I can go in, Alan.
He shuddered.
I don't need you,
said Campbell coldly. Dorian half opened the door and saw the face of the picture looking at him with its disgusting smile. The night before, for the first time in his life, he had forgotten to cover the fatal canvas. He rushed to cover it, and then saw something that made him shudder with horror. On one of the hands, there was a large red spot, as if the canvas had sweated blood. It was horrible. More horrible than the silent thing sitting at the table. Dorian threw the cover on the portrait. Campbell brought in the heavy box.
Leave me alone now,
he said in a stern voice, and Dorian left the room. It was long after 7 when Campbell came back into the library. He was pale, but absolutely calm.
I've done what you asked me to do,
he muttered.
And now, goodbye. Let us never see each other again.
You've saved me from ruin, Alan. I can't forget that,
said Dorian simply. As soon as Campbell had left, he went upstairs. There was a horrible smell of nitric acid in the room. But the thing that had been sitting at the table was gone.